Our fourth meditation is about appreciation. But it's not just about appreciation in the now. It's about appreciation in the past and appreciation in the future. And this gives us sort of a platform for us to experience the past, experience the present, and experience the future. The most important part of this for me is the ability to experience the future, the place where I want to go. So the meditation reads like this. I am appreciative of all that I have, and all that I have had, and all that I am yet to have. Let me repeat that. I am appreciative of all that I have, and all that I have had, and all that I am yet to have. If we look more deeply into this, we will see what this allows us to do as entrepreneurs is see the things that we are grateful for, and perhaps we have gotten some of those things. And so they become apparent to us, and the mere fact that being grateful requires me to count, to categorize what I'm grateful for, forces me to understand my resources in the present. And so I can therefore have a higher probability of combining them for future use. Why this meditation has so much relevance for me is because in my darkest time, when my business was hemorrhaging cash, when I was borrowing more money than I ever knew how to pay back, when I didn't know how I was going to pay for a newborn child that was going to be coming into the world in a month's time, I decided to get into a car and go and be alone to think about how I had been approaching success and why it was not working. And during that time, I started to realize how much I had and that I had just been thinking about it in the wrong way. I had been combining it in the same old way as everyone else. And so by becoming appreciative of all the things that I had and listing them on a whiteboard, listing them one by one, I got insight in how to recombine these in a way that would allow me a different path towards my success, which is exactly what happened. And so, this meditation is extremely personal to me because it is the meditation that allowed me to understand that if I appreciate what I have, appreciate what I've had, I will definitely be in a space to appreciate what I will have. I am appreciative of all that I have, and all that I have had, and all that I am yet to have.